Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, 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 what's poppin'? You already know who it is. Welcome back to episode 34 of How You At You. As I said, you already know who it is. It's your girl, Shanice from K-Pop Box.
I cannot. Is the fame getting to your head, babes? Is it getting to
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
And it's Shay. Oh my god, yeah, and it's Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, you guys know that we love to talk to you about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can hit us up on social media at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news or just anything interesting that's happened over the past week or so that we think you guys should know about. So Shanice, spill the tea, girl.
So if you want to know about inappropriate comments made about ITZY's Rugin,
oh, wow.
Win-Win apologizing, and former April member Hyunju being bullied by her bandmates, then check out The Static season 2 episode 13, baby, and that will be live on my Instagram, which is at kpopbox_. Okay, so the stories I'm going to cover today are actually fresh hot off the press.
Oh, wow.
We got their new, you know what I'm saying?
She climbed through Dispatch's window herself and like just ripped the news off the table.
Actually, I have a confession, guys. I am Dispatch.
Oh my gosh. Face reveal.
No, I have a life, guys. Anyway, so first thing I'm going to talk about is the next member of Blackpink that may have their solo debut is the one and only LaLisa, baby. So Blackpink's Lisa reportedly will make her solo debut in June. YG Entertainment rep shared that Lisa is still working hard on the album. The release date is still unconfirmed and schedules will be announced through an official channel. So have a look out for that. I think she did mention it either late last week in a magazine. Wow, my mind's gone blank. I can't remember what magazine. I know it was like the Thai edition of that magazine. Like she had her own like spread and stuff, and she mentioned it there.
Okay.
And I think it's just YG basically confirming that. That okay. Yeah, it's coming. So yeah, have a look out for that. Next story. Bam 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 bam.
I'm loving it.
So, McDonald's have announced a new BTS meal. So, today, like, literally today, McDonald's announced on Twitter, that's where I saw it anyway, announced the new BTS meal that will be available next month. To celebrate, the official McDonald's Twitter account released the image of French fries in the shape of BTS's shield logo.
Okay.
Like, their new one, like, their new logo. The meal, which is described a one-of-a-kind. Wait, I'm going to read that again. Sorry. The meal, which is McDonald's describes as one-of-a-kind menu tour, is part of McDonald's celebrity signature orders program that had kicked off in 2020. So I think, do you remember Travis Scott had a meal in America? But it was only in America. So yeah, I remember Travis Scott had like a Travis Scott burger. Basically, it wasn't like, no shade to McDonald's. I love you. Sponsor us. basically, it was what consisted of the Travis Scott meal was what he would usually order.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Or like he would, for example, just say he ordered a quarter pounder and cheese, but just say he wanted barbecue sauce on it. That would be like a Travis Scott burger, if that makes sense. So it's not like drastically different. if that makes sense. So, but BTS is the first to have it available around the world.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I was just about to ask. I was like, is this just a UK thing, America thing?
It's around the world. I'll get to that in a second. But the BTS meal will consist of a 10-piece chicken McNugget.
How did I know it'd be nuggets? I'm sorry. How did I knew it'd be nuggets. Oh,
medium world, medium world famous fries and a medium Coke. Served with...
Not a Sprite? I'm sorry to keep interrupting. Not a Sprite? Okay.
I know that. All right. That would have been perfect.
Okay.
Actually, a Sprite.
Honestly, what? Okay, anyway.
Because J-Hope's always like, and Sprite.
And Sprite.
but no, a medium Coke. Mm-hmm. Served with sweet chili and Cajun different sauces.
Okay.
Inspired by recipes from McDonald's in South Korea. Will also be included. In a statement, Big Hit Music said the band has great memories of McDonald's. We're excited about the collaboration and can't wait to share the BTS meal with the world. So let me list out the countries.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry to everybody else. I don't know if they're going to release more, but I highly doubt it. So the US, Austria, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Israel, Malaysia, Paraguay, St. Martin, Ukraine, Australia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Hungary, Kazakhstan, Oman, Singapore, South Korea, Vietnam, Malta, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, India, both in Delhi and Mumbai, Mexico, Panama, UAE, Cyprus, Qatar, Hong Kong, Macau, Morocco, Taiwan, Romania, Philippines, Indonesia. I think I'm missing some, but yeah, we're not on the list. UK peeps are not on the list. Either way, we're not on the list. So if you go on, if you just go to @McDonald's on Twitter, they have like a whole, they put out the whole world menu list thing. Yeah, we're not on there.
Oh.
So all my UK peeps, we are not on there.
We should start a partition. We should start, like, turn into a whole thing.
I'm offended.
Same. Like,
okay, so shameless plug. Well, not, I'm not plugging myself, but the Queen of the Armies, right? Which is my best friend, Ikran, right? Everyone knows Ikran. Ikran's brand, okay, is literally BTS at McDonald's. So I don't know how she feels right now. She's probably crying inside. I don't even think there was France wasn't even on there. I didn't say France, did I? I don't think France was on there either.
I don't think so. Were there any other European places?
I'm trying this. I don't think there was.
Because maybe it's a Europe thing.
I think it is a Europe thing because I didn't see no Spain. I didn't see no Germany.
Yeah. I don't remember hearing.
No.
But if they're having it in like the UAE, like they got to be halal and all of that. So they're doing the do's. Why not England? Why not? Okay.
I don't know.
Why not the British babes?
We're not loved in Europe sometimes, you know? It feels like, do you know what this feels like? It feels like when an artist release tour dates and you just keep looking, looking. And you'd be lucky, there might be like the odd Paris or something. If you're lucky.
They love a bit of a Paris, yeah.
But other than that, forget about it. But everyone else, enjoy the BTS meal. As I said, it will be available next month. Mm. And last but not least, our baby, Shinee Taemin, will enlist. Yes, I know the gossip. Will enlist on the 31st of May. He confirmed the news in his VLive. So,
what?
Yeah, there's that.
I'm going to get emotional. Oh my God.
Okay. I knew the day was going to come, but I really didn't think it was actually going to come. But yeah, the 31st of May. He will be going away. Hey, hey, hey.
Wow. Okay. Take a moment.
Just take a moment. It's okay.
Mm.
And that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you want to comment on any of the stories mentioned or not even mentioned, then hit us up on social medias. Well, social medias? Social media, wow. We can converse and all that good stuff. And, you know, if you say anything interesting, we might mention it on the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, moving on to the next segment, which is called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea, and now games. Oh my god.
Oh,
you can send all of this lovely stuff to our email, howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or if you're lazy, you can send it to us on social media, which is @howyouatyou. So, Shay, take it away.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Last few words on the matter. If any of you guys try to flex your BTS Happy Meals, we won't be jealous because you guys don't even have Sprite. So, yeah, moving on. So our very first unpopular opinion for today is it's misogynistic. Girl groups have just as much stage presence and talent, and people don't want to acknowledge them because of misogyny. Thoughts and feelings.
Wow. We started.
Yes, straight out the gate.
Misogyny. I really wish we could, do you know what, that would be like a good idea, like if any of you guys listening wants to like call in to the show with an unpopular opinion, so we could go back and forth, because I feel like that would be like very interesting, or even voice notes might be interesting, like just to hear the way you say it, like your tone, you know what I mean? But anyway, because I feel like I would really want to know where this person, what, where they're coming from in terms of how it makes it misogynistic, if that makes sense. I feel like that might be the case for some people. In terms of they just wouldn't give any girl groups a chance just because they're a girl group.
Yeah.
It's not even about what they can do or what they can show. I do think on a whole, not necessarily to do with fans, but I feel like companies sometimes hold back certain things in terms of they can, certain groups can do so much more and 10 times better than what they're doing, not discrediting what they're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
But I could feel like they're not producing content that shows all sides of
the full range.
Yeah. Do you get what I mean? I don't know. Is it misogynistic? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a big word to use. And it doesn't mean that I necessarily don't think it's true. But like you said, it'd be really great to get this person's full perspective and their whole thought process behind this statement. I think times are thankfully changing, but the whole of the world we live in does technically serve a misogynistic point of view. Like, what men think are right, or like what men find appealing and that sort of thing. But,
and I guess as well, sorry to cut you
off.
Yeah,
go on.
It's men at the top.
Exactly. Yeah, I think some girl groups are sort of breaking that mold, because we did come out of a time where it was just like everyone in a miniskirt swaying side to side, singing super high pitched. And now we're seeing like sort of deeper concepts or darker ones or ones that are more empowering and stuff. So I think times are changing. But like you said, Shanice, some of these girls were still not seeing them perform to their full like potential and stuff. Yeah.
Like, I can see them breaking out of the mold, but it's still watered down.
Yeah.
Like, just give it to me straight. I don't want no chasing this. Yeah. And that doesn't, like, I still love the cutesy concepts. Like, it's not like everyone needs to be like, rah, rah, loo, loo. Like, it doesn't have to be that. Like, I'm really enjoying, for example, like Stacey's song ASAP, and Weekly has that song that's always in my head. That's, oh, what is it called?
Oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that's just always in my head. Like, I like songs like that, and I like those concepts. So it's not necessarily they have to go down the aggressive dark route.
Yeah,
that's not what we're asking for. It's just give the girls things, man.
Yeah, just,
I don't know if that made any sense, but
yeah, I think it's like a mixture of things. Like, one, in terms of the performance, yes, allowing them to go to the furthest extent of like their range or what other sort of styles and concepts they can do, but also in their personas, because I understand obviously K-pop and the industry, they have to portray a certain image, like they're public figures and stuff, but a lot of the time I'm not going to name an idol just so I don't name the wrong person, but sometimes videos come out of like female idols' relaxed voices that are deeper than like their stage voices, and that's normal and fine and okay. So I think the more that they allow these female idols to be either more relaxed or more authentically themselves, they're going to be able to connect with their audiences way more, especially with the way the world's changing.
Because just to like piggyback of what you said, like on certain V Lives, again, I'm not going to mention certain idols or whatever, when they don't realize that they're live and they're talking, like they're like, oh my gosh, hi guys, oh my gosh, guys, like they don't need to do that. But yeah, like I feel like what I said before, and if any of you guys have any unpopular opinions, again, you can still be anonymous. We could put like a voice changer thing on your voice, because I feel like it'd be better if we, especially if it's like one like this, to have like a back and forth. So if you are interested in that, again, just email us or inbox us and we'll get back to you. But yeah.
Yes. So our next unpopular opinion is random, but I could proper see Yonggi on the UK drill scene. Okay. I can see it. I don't listen to drill. I get the vibes, so.
I can see it. Just the vibe in it. I don't really listen to drill, but I can see it.
I get the vibes, yeah. You know, one thing I find so funny, and maybe I need to do more research before speaking on it, but Yonggi Suga from BTS, obviously, he's from Daegu, I think that's what it's called, the place. But people act like it's the Bronx. Like, I see so many memes of, like, visiting Suga's house and, like, gunshots outside. Like, okay, I don't think... Yeah, okay, but yeah, I see the vibes. Okay, makes sense. Why not?
I can see it.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is, I hate that K-pop is now all about streaming and getting the most views instead of just enjoying the music and lyrics. Okay.
I agree. I agree. I feel like it's a very K-pop thing. If we're talking about like the Western music, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to be a casual listener. Like,
yeah.
I could like a Nicki Minaj song and I could like a Cardi B song and just like those songs. I don't necessarily have to like follow those two artists, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like if I said, oh, I like blah, blah, blah song, and it's like, yeah, but you haven't watched this. You don't know. How can you say you like the song and you don't even know who that member is that pops up at 2 minutes 53? You went in the trenches. You didn't shoot at the gym. You went up at midnight when a song came out. You didn't have five devices open and streaming it.
Oh, God.
And it's stuff like that that sucks the joy out of K-pop, because that's not what it's about. Like, oh my gosh, guys, I haven't bathed. Like, I've been streaming all night. Well done, queen. It's a lot. Like, of course, if that's what you enjoy, like, I'm not here to tell you what to do in it. If you want to continue doing that, do you? But it's the people that...
It's like when it's forced on everyone else.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember.
Oh, you're not a real ARMY, or you're not a real Blink, or you're not a real Once, or whoever.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think I remember one time, I don't remember, let's just say BTS for the sake of it, but I must have accidentally just been on YouTube, like when they're, I don't know if it was Dynamite or whatever, but an MV just dropped and I just happened to be there. So, like, I must have just screen recorded something and I was like, ah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I like this song and I put on my story, and then I think someone had replied like, you didn't stream it right, or like, you should have left it open, or why did you come off of it? And I'm just like, what? I did not know this was a job. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, have you seen those things that before like a comeback, there's these certain people that will have like whole PDFs like,
yes, how to stream
open
properly.
This browser and don't refresh and open this tab and put it in a playlist with a different song, because if you press replay, it doesn't count as a view. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But again, if that's what you enjoy, I'm not here to tell you not to do
Yeah, exactly.
That,
if that's you, just don't force it on other people.
I'm not doing that, and that doesn't make me that doesn't make you more of a fan, and it doesn't make me less of a fan.
Exactly.
So
relax.
Plus, I don't want to see that always on the timeline about numbers and like, are you the record company? Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I want to see, oh my God, I love when the bass dropped 2 minutes in.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I love so-and-so's outfit. Like, not numbers.
Yeah. Just vibe. Enjoy the vibes. Listen to the tunes and have a good time. Okay, yeah, so I guess we agree with that unpopular opinion. Our next unpopular opinion is most people who became a K-pop fan after 2017, in brackets, mainly, you ruined K-pop for the rest of us who had been here for years. Shanice?
Damn. Yeah, kind of ish.
Like, I wasn't gonna say it.
Like, I wasn't gonna say it. I know it's not everyone, but the loud minority. Let's be politically correct, because it's the loud minority.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, there were these annoying fans in like pre 2017, but because of how small the community was, it was easy to drown those people out.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, I really can't remember people obsessing over, like, going back to the last opinion, like, obsessing over numbers and views. Because I remember, especially because, like, I am still a heavy Big Bang fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we were the laziest fandom. It's like, guys,
those that got famous on accident. I'm sorry. VIPs are so chill.
It's like, oh, videos are, oh, okay. Do you like it? Yeah. Wanna go to McDonald's, get a BTS? I'm joking. But you know what I mean? Like, it was very, like, chill. Like, it wasn't ever about numbers and stuff. Okay, yeah, there's the odd few, like, oh, whoa, Big Bang has all the big awards and whatever. But, like, again, it was never really about numbers. It was just usually people sharing screenshots of the video, like, oh my gosh, did you guys see that? Or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think the numbers thing has always been there, but it wasn't as forced on you. Because I do remember, like, some people back in the day might have been like, oh, like, if you want to stream it properly or if you want, like, a vote to count towards something, you can do it this way. And they would just show you if they thought that was something you wanted to know about. Whereas now it feels very forced on you and, like, it's a lot. But, everything prior to 2017? Yeah.
I think it was probably earlier than that.
Yeah.
Because the thing is as well, like, personally, I don't think it's a K-pop thing either. I think it's a music thing. So because I could remember, like, if you think back when you're a child or whatever, and you listen to a particular song and you love that song, like, you love it, and then it's only years later you realize that song was number 42 on the chart. You're like, what? But honestly, you don't care because you love that song. It doesn't make a song better because it's in the top 10. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like when you said, oh, there might be the odd person back in the day that was like, oh, this will count as a stream or count as a vote. That was mainly geared towards, like, the music shows. It wasn't as a whole. But I don't know if, like, now the music shows have changed where there's, like, more emphasis on streaming, hence why fans are putting more emphasis on it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Because I don't know what the criteria is.
Yeah, I don't know what the criteria is or how they, like, tally or vote. Is it not, like, from what I've understood, like, most music shows that happen in Korea, not, like, so much the award shows, but, like, where the groups will perform and, like, they'll tally.
The countdowns.
Yeah,
and
all of that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's based on, like, domestic voting and stuff, no?
No, it's a mix.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So it's, like, physical cells, streams.
Okay.
I don't know if that includes like their views on their music video. Like I don't know, but I do know it's definitely a mix of things.
Okay.
Obviously, each show's voting criteria is different, so there might be a particular show where it's just domestic or just physical or just whatever. But yeah, it's usually like a mix of things.
Okay. Oh yeah. No, I've always like been curious, but never looked into it. So even if there's anyone listening that knows more about this and wants to enlighten us or come and chat about it,
edumacate
us. But obviously there's always in any group of people and anywhere you go, there's always going to be the crazies and the extremists.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they definitely became more prevalent.
You know what? I'll take it back. Right, I actually don't agree, because looking at it now, I feel like it's just a music thing.
Okay.
I see it everywhere. I don't think it's because of the newer fans. I just think because everyone's social media is everywhere now, like everyone's on it. K-pop is basically mainstream, whether people want to like it or not. Like it is. So it's just in your face more. And I don't just see these behaviours like exclusive to K-pop.
Okay.
I feel like it's certain things, yes, but not everything. So I'm a bit yes and no with this opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I think now that you said that, it's behaviours, I guess like individuals can have it by themselves, but it's behaviour that's linked to fandoms.
Yeah.
And as fandoms grow, because people that are more like individualistic fans, where their artists might not give their fans like a fandom name or that sort of thing, I find that they're more chill and a bit more low-key. Like, obviously we have extremists wherever you go, but they're more low-key. But it's the ones that have like proper fandoms. So yeah, I don't know. Thank you for that. So last but not least, going on to our game.
K-pop games.
I cannot. And we're bringing back Date, Marry, Leave on Red, because you guys actually really, really enjoyed
that.
I'm not looking. Don't look. It's a bit of a surprise. A little bit of a mismatch of people, but it's all right, I guess.
Some of the ones that we did last time didn't make any sense. They'd be like, Kai, Joe from down the road, and Irene. You'd be like, what?
Who? I cannot.
But anyway.
Okay, so our first eligible bachelors are Eric Nam, Loco, and DPR.
What? Okay.
Honestly, same.
So, Date, Marry,
Leave on Red.
Eric Nam, Loco, and DPR. Live.
Yep.
Live, right?
Yeah, live.
Okay. What? My brain is just... I feel like that me with all the algebraic equations around my head.
Oh, okay.
I will date DPR live.
Okay.
I don't know why. I feel like Loco would be a good husband, so I'll marry him.
Yeah, I see.
I'm sorry, Eric. No shade.
Naughty, no shade.
I'm going to have to leave you on... I feel horrible because Eric is so nice. But I'm gonna have to leave you on, like him personally is just nice, just seems like a nice person.
I think if I engaged in any kind of conversation with Eric Nam, child services would be alerted. So I think I'll do the same.
Look at how young you are.
I think I'll do the same, to be honest. Okay, our next eligible bachelors are Johnny from NCT, Utah from NCT, and Taemin. Just K-pop in general, bad as B, love him.
Okay, Johnny's being left on red, sorry.
so quickly.
I said this before, he was in the last like lineup, but I just feel like I'll just get annoyed quickly.
I'm dying.
I'm gonna marry Taemin and I will date Utah.
Okay. Yeah. For me, I think I'd marry Johnny. But we'd probably get divorced, but like on really good terms.
Oh my gosh.
We'd still be friends and everything. Yuta, I'm going to date him for vibes. Okay. Yes. I'm going to live my Harajuku Barbie fantasy. Taemin, I'm sorry. And it isn't, It's not even I would leave him on red because that's disrespectful. I just feel like he wouldn't DM me in the first place. Like, let's just be real. Yeah. Okay. Our next group is Gray, DPR Ian, and Hayes.
Well, marrying DPR Ian.
Obviously.
Obviously. Who do I leave on red and who do I date?
I think I'm going to leave Gray on red.
I was thinking the same. Yeah, I might have to. Sorry, Gray.
Sorry, babes. Sorry.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, nothing personal. Okay, our last group is Suho from EXO. Why did I say it like that? EXO. Jin is just Jin, okay? You know the Jin. And Minho from SHINee.
Marion Minho.
Per.
Marion Minho. He
gives very father energy, very husband energy. Lovely.
Chef kiss. Who were the other two? Jin and...
Who else?
And Suho, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll date Jin. He seems like he'll be jokes. No, like Suho would be
until
like
until he tells you that your lace isn't laid in the middle of the street.
Well, I need that. He's a real one. Like, oh, yeah, yes, King. Don't make me walk around with my lace flapping to the wind, okay?
No.
He better bring some glue in his man bag too. He better lay it for me.
Yeah, I think I'll take Jin. Kicks and giggles. Probably get a divorce too, but it probably wouldn't be on good terms. He'd probably sue me for like everything I own.
Wait, are you marrying Jin?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'll date Jin. I'll marry Minho.
Okay.
I'll date Jin and I'm going to leave Suho on red. I'm sorry, sir. But yes, that is...
K-pop games.
I cannot. So now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know what we've been listening to, watching, or anything that we've been onto in the past week or so. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
So this technically is quite old, but when I say old, it still came up this year. But I just came across it. So there's this artist called Danny Quads, right? And he's this black dude. And he's signed to a Korean label. I think they're called Afro Entertainment, which
and I hope no one leaks the footage from this, because
he has a song called No Words. Like, he's singing in Korean and everything. It's like a Afro beat kind of vibe. I just thought it was quite interesting, actually. I'm kind of side-eyeing the video a bit because I think the main girl that's Korean has braids, and I'm just like...
Oh, how are you doing, Jasmine?
I was going to say something, but it's going to be controversial, so I'm just going to end it there. Okay. But if you want to check it out, I think he just goes by Quads, so that's K-W-A-D-Z, and the song's called No Words.
Okay, interesting. I think both our radars this week are a bit scandalous, but I saw clips going around and I don't want to misinform or say anything crazy because I ain't trying to get sued, but there's like some clip of Aespa and it looks
I know what you're talking about.
Behind the scenes of like some sort of shoot, and like some dude like walks behind them and he looks proper creepy and people think that he took a picture of like under the girl's skirts.
Yeah, so apparently that dude, he was the head of that shoot or something. I think SM responded, said nothing shady went on, like it's fine or whatever, but I think most people weren't happy with how quick the statement came out and how blasé it was. I don't think, from what I remember, the two members, they actually both had trousers on, so they didn't have skirts. But I think one of the members that was wearing one of the trousers was kind of like, they were like slit trousers, so they had like slits around them, so it's still kind of quote unquote revealing. I don't know. I'm plus, if he's like, okay, this may sound a bit weird, but obviously they're talking to cameras, there's cameras around. I don't know if anyone would be brave enough to risk trying to take pictures. I just think it looked dodge, but
it looked a bit dodgy that way. Hope the girls are okay. Hope they're good. Yeah, but that's that. You got a jingle for the end of Radars.
On the radar.
Oh my god.
But yeah, guys, let us know if there's anything on your radar as well. We'd love to know. Like, let's share what we're consuming. Again, if you guys get to eat the BTS meal, have fun in it, because I don't care.
We don't care. We have Sprite here. And what?
They probably still have Sprite. They probably could swap it out.
Anyway, we don't care.
But that was a missed opportunity. You're right, Shay. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or requests to howyoutea@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, and remember, wherever you're listening to us, make sure you subscribe, follow, like, leave a comment, whatever you guess to do. Do. But yes,
make sure you stream properly.
Yeah, stream properly. So open every app, so from Spotify to Google to Apple, hit play at the same time, use 5 devices, sign in with your mom's account, your dad's account, and your cat,
but only between certain hours.
Yeah, so between let's say 12 to 3. Don't worry, we'll leave a link to the PDF in the description.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. Remember, you could check out The Static on my Instagram and other K-Pop content on my Instagram. I said Instagram too many times. Mm-hmm. And that's at @KPopBox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheK_100.
100. And until next time, we will...
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.